from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hello, everybody. Andrew Filippone here. You know me by now. Many of you are mad at me for what's gone on with Brandon Ayuk and what I've tweeted about Brandon Ayuk and said on the air about Brandon Ayuk, and the fact that now Adam Schefter, who's more plugged in than any person when it comes to covering the NFL, is saying, I don't expect Pittsburgh to be a landing spot at all for Brandon Ayuk. Mueller's not here. Donnie is alongside, and you can join me too at 412-928-9370. So what happened here? Why has Pittsburgh gone from being, as a source told me last night, that this deal was at the goal line, to now, according to Schefter, not being a landing spot at all for Brandon Ayuk? What changed? What gives? What happened? Well, I guess this is what my Twitter followers think happened.
Second and goal. Baldwin sets up on the left. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Cannot believe the call. You've got Marshawn Lynch in the backfield. You've got a guy that's been borderline unstoppable in this part of the field. I can't believe the call.
Have you taken a gander at my mentions? You know how many of those videos I've gotten sent to me in the last few hours?
Oh, I'm sure it's a fun trip down that lane.
It's either that or Jesse James are the two.
I thought Joe actually
hits.
Had a pretty clever line.
What'd
to
he
start
say?
Their show today. He said Pony reported, and he didn't take a shot at your reporting.
Uh-huh.
For what?
Do
that's
you want
worth.
To take a shot at mine? I'm fine. If you want to take
no, I mean
shots
I was here
me.
With you yesterday. You're getting texts the whole time. You were getting phone calls the whole time. You're not paying attention to me or Malzy. So you had very important people calling you. No, but Joe said, Pony's reporting said that this deal was on the goal line, but little did he know Matt Canada would be calling the next play.
This is what I think is going on, or this is what I think has happened. So about recent past and current situation. I think the Steelers know that their offer isn't as good as Cleveland's or New England's. And we have a pretty good understanding now of what those two teams are willing to give the 49ers for Ayuk. Cleveland, it's Amari Cooper in a second. New England, it's Kendrick Bourne in a second. The Steelers don't have a wide receiver who's the caliber of Amari Cooper, and they don't even have one that's the caliber of Kendrick Bourne. That's why they're in this Brandon Ayuk trade sweepstakes to begin with. If they had somebody who was a legitimate number two, I'm not sure they would be spending so much time on trying to acquire a legit number one who they might have to pay more than $30 million a year to come here. So they can't match what Cleveland and New England are reportedly willing to put into the deal. But the Steelers were under the impression, and I think still are, as of this morning, that Aiyuk would not sign a contract with either team. If Aiyuk was cool with going to Cleveland, then I think he would be a Brown by now. If he didn't have reservations about playing for the Patriots, I think he could be in New England right now. I think the 49ers are good with either trade offer from Cleveland or New England. The problem there is they can't convince Aiyuk to sign a contract extension with either one of those teams. And then on the flip side, Aiyuk is ready to sign a contract with the Steelers. Money's not a problem. The Steelers are willing to meet his financial demands. They have cap space now. They have tons of cap space next year. $80 million worth. The money is not a problem. Mo money, mo problems, not for the Steelers. It's taking care of this problem. The conundrum is, the sticking point is, they can't find a compromise with San Francisco. They can't get to a place where the Niners want to take their deal. Want to take what the Steelers are willing to part with or put in to a deal to get Aiyuk. And I thought, as of last night, the Steelers believed that the 49ers would blink. And because Aiyuk won't go to Cleveland and won't go to New England, that eventually the 49ers would just take their offer. Let's wash our hands of this situation. Let's take what we can get. It's not as good as Cleveland. It's not as good as New England, but it's not bad. And everyone can just move on. We'll get him out of the NFC. We'll get him to a team that's not like, it's not trading him to Kansas City. It's not trading him to Baltimore. It's not trading him to Cincinnati. It's a team that hasn't won a playoff game since 2016. We can live with watching Brandon Aiyuk play in black and gold over the next few years. That, I think, is what the Steelers believed would happen. Now you've got Schefter saying they're not a likely landing spot. What does that mean? That the 49ers told the Steelers that their offer is so bad that they'd rather have Aiyuk be a disgruntled employee there and make him play for $14 million and deal with the distraction of that than trade him to the Steelers for pennies on the dollar? Do they think that Aiyuk eventually can get convinced by his agent or the people around him that going to New England or going to Cleveland is better than making $14 million a year in San Francisco? Maybe the 49ers think that he'll change his mind, he'll do a 180, and he'll end up accepting a deal to one of those teams? Maybe the 49ers think they'd rather have Aiyuk sit there and maybe he comes to his senses and accepts their contract offer? All these things to me are possibilities right now. The only thing we know is that as things currently sit as of this moment, because I'm going to trust Schefter, that the Steelers' trade offer isn't good enough to get Brandon Aiyuk. Now, should they make it better? It's hard to tell when you don't have all the information, and I would be lying to you. I'm trying to get you the information that comes into me. I'm not making anything up. There's no hyperbole here. There's no exaggerating. I swear to you, this is not a clickbait thing, or this is not, what's the term that we keep using on this show lately when it comes to social media?
Engagement
farming.
This
is not engagement farming. You know why? Because I'm pretty sure the things that I've put out over the last 24 hours, if I wasn't a slam dunk or shoe-in to win Pittsburgh's award for least favorite Twitter personality before this happened, it sure seems like I am now. Because the people that follow me on that app are now blaming me for this not happening. They think it's my fault that he might end up with the Browns, or they think I've made the whole thing up. So I'm really, by talking about this, I'm not endearing myself to anybody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.